Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie. First of all, let's start with the volcano and the lady that's trapped down there. Jamie, you brought this story this morning because you have been watching this. I wasn't even aware of it.
This is insane. So there's this girl. She was hiking, right? She's a like super fit girl, and she was hiking in Indonesia. She had a guide. She did everything correctly. Like, if you're going to travel alone, travel with a guide. So she had a guide, and she was hiking along the volcano. She slipped and fell. She fell 1,600 feet, but she slid all the way down, 1,600 feet. Her guide left. He just ditched her. Didn't tell authorities, didn't tell anybody. Then apparently these other hikers came along and heard her screaming for help.
Oh, no.
And so that's how they found out. So they've been trying to get her. She's been down there, I think, for 4 or 5 days. Thank God for drones. So they saw her on a cliff, and they got her some food and water, I guess. And now she's slid down further, and they don't know where she is.
Oh. She's missing.
So her friend put out an Instagram post, and we can play it now. Here's her friend.
All right. First of all, it started on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, they were able to contact her. They could hear the screams. Since yesterday, nothing.
Nothing.
Right?
They said that they think she slid further down.
Juliana has been missing now for over 60 hours, and she needs urgent rescue. Juliana was living her dream, backpacking through Southeast Asia. She spent a long time preparing for this, saving money. She planned everything very carefully. She was always in touch with her family about her destinations. On June 20th, she went on an excursion with the local agency to Mount Rinjani. And on the second day of the hike, she fell from a height of approximately 300 meters off the trail. And since then, she's been waiting for rescue.
Wait, that, it goes way longer than that.
There's more. He's got a part one, part two.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry, wait, that's not all she had to say.
There's a part two. I don't know why we broke it up, but we did.
Okay.
And it's all good.
Okay. Her family only found out about the accident through social media from some tourists who were passing by. And since then, they've been in contact with the Brazilian embassy and the Indonesian government. But what we have received are conflicting, delayed, and often false information. They said that after 17 hours, she had received food and water, which was a relief for everyone. But that was not true. The rescue team reached her. They got to her unprepared, without proper equipment to be able to reach her. Then the operation was supposed to continue today, the 22nd, at dawn, but they were unsuccessful because, unfortunately, she is no longer where she was last seen. We do not know where she is right now. She's missing, and the place where she is now is dangerous, with difficult access. It's very slippery, and she keeps sliding down. We're living a nightmare here, and Julianne is missing. She's out there somewhere on this mountain.
I'm confused. Okay, she's down in this, and it's an active volcano, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the heat down there is just not too much?
I don't know. And gases, they are being lowered down there. So, I mean, it's, you know, and people are going down there to try to find her.
Yeah, might not be too.
I don't think this is going to turn out
well.
I think that since they've not heard a peep from her, and they did, she's no longer on that ledge that they thought she was on. Well, they knew she was on there because of the drone, but she's no longer there. She's relocated, either fainted or something. I don't think it looks good. I really don't.
And the thing is, they keep going, the rescuers keep going in, but then like fog, it'll say like, helicopters and had to be had to go around because the heavy fog. It just seems like an impossible thing. And what I really like the most is the empathy that we have here at Alice 105.9. When I say to Schmidl, hey, will you find that lady? It's just such a sad story. And he comes back and he goes, I have the audio and we got to save her because she's a pole dancer.
She's a good pole dancer, man.
It's not funny, bub.
She's probably dead.
Yeah, it's not funny.
I want her to be alive. I'm not.
You're in there watching her videos.
It's creepy.
You're wrong, man.
You're just
wrong.
I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
Because that's all we can do.
You're a sad human being. Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, seriously, with this story, though, she, man, what a terrible You can't even imagine how she's feeling when she fell down in this thing, hopeless, sitting on the ledge,
screaming for help,
and you're in a volcano. The person's left you.
I can't believe that guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what, you just leave her down there. You know she's down there. You didn't go get help or anything.
I mean, didn't even tell anybody. It's so bizarre. I mean, that's you have one job. You know, it's not your fault she slid. Go get help for her.
Exactly.
What a story.
It is, isn't it? It's like something you can't even fathom.
It reminds me of those miners that were trapped.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sometimes, you know, certain stories like this develop, and it's like, wow. It's something that, it's almost like a movie.
Yeah.
It's like a movie that's been shot that you're going to, you know, go see somebody trapped in a volcano.
And the thing is, I mean, it doesn't matter, but I mean, she's just this beautiful, really fit girl, you know, and you just didn't see this, like, I mean, not that if she was heavy and ugly, you would see it coming, but you just didn't, like, she did everything right. She got a professional guide. She's been planning it, you know, she did everything right. It wasn't reckless at all.
You get out there, though, man, these volcanoes, and, you know, I know with getting what they call a guide when you go scuba diving and stuff, I mean, something can go wrong fast because you're in an environment that's really treacherous.
Well, actually, Carson and his wife ate in a volcano.
Yeah, so we actually, we did one of these hikes in Bali, and we got up like 2, we had to be there like 4 a.m. to start this hike, and it was an active volcano, similar like this one, and we actually cooked our eggs in the side of the mountain because the steam, it was so hot that it cooked
that
the eggs.
That is pretty cool.
Cooked our breakfast. It was sweet.
Yeah. I mean, that's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know if your hike was as treacherous as hers, though.
No, we definitely didn't go into
you brought
go
breakfast
into the
with you. You brought eggs and bacon. I don't know if she had eggs and bacon with her. I have no idea.
We don't know.
We don't know.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.